It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the 147th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. A podcast that is essentially just highlights from my afternoon show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029. Now, sometimes it's just news and entertainment-y bits. Other times we have bands in who perform live, sometimes interviews over the phone. This week, we'll be joined by a Sonic girl who claims to have discovered something rather interesting in a can of Red Bull. Plus, we'll bust out another edition of Candid Karaoke as well. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 147. Thank you for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, it's Valentine's Day today. More than half of women will wear special undies for their Valentine's date. A third will even invest in new lingerie for the occasion. Meanwhile, 15% of women will send themselves something for Valentine's. That is so sad. Do you send something for all of your cats, too? And you may have heard that Whitney Houston passed away last weekend. You may have heard that Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina, was in the hospital being treated for stress. Stress due to her mother's death? No. It was actually the day before that Bobby Christina was hospitalized. As you may have heard, Whitney Houston's body was discovered in the bathtub with her head submerged below the water. Whitney Houston's daughter was hospitalized the day before. Why? Well, she too was found unconscious in the bathtub with her head submerged. Eerily similar circumstances. And this is kind of a weird coincidence too. In tonight's episode of Glee, Mercedes Jones sings a rendition of I Will Always Love You, the theme from The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston's best-known song. And that episode they taped long ago.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Billy Bob Thornton's got a new movie in the works that may just interest you. He reportedly wrote it about his ex. Thornton's promoting this new flick as, quote, an ethereal story about a man on a road trip who picks up a wild woman. And sources claim it was inspired by Thornton's meeting and former relationship with Angelina Jolie. Meanwhile, Jolie herself is working on a new film, a fluffy, lighthearted flick about the conflict in Afghanistan. Yeah, way to keep it light, Angelina. And as predicted, Whitney Houston reportedly died of drugs mixed with alcohol. Initial reports indicated she may have died from drowning in her hotel bathtub, but evidence later revealed that was not the case. It was a combination of Xanax, Midol, ibuprofen, and alcohol. And Hugh Hefner's oldest son, Marston, was arrested on Sunday after allegedly attacking his girlfriend, Playmate of the Year, Claire Sinclair. Hang on, wait a minute. You're telling me that the son of porn mogul Hugh Hefner may not have a healthy respect for women? I know I'm shocked.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You know, we were actually doing a show about this about maybe 2 weeks ago. Stuff you found in food. Sonic girl Janelle Carlson is joining us on the phone. Now, you were drinking a can of Red Bull and you found a little surprise in there, did you?
I did. It was a pretty big surprise, actually.
Well, tell us what happened.
I used to drink Red Bull, like, religiously. So I opened it, and I was drinking on the white mud. Got back to work around 4. Went up to my desk. Me and my girlfriend went on our break, and I was sick. So I took a sip and thought the first thing, like, it went down my throat, and it was kind of like a chunk.
Yeah.
So I just dismissed it as, like, phlegm. And the can, it was the big, tall Red Bull cans. You know, if you're going to a party, you buy them for shots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it felt half full still, so I took another sip, and there was like, it felt like another chunk was in my mouth, yet it was at the bottom of my gums in the front in between my lip and my gums. So I kind of pulled it out, and it looked like, I guess the best way to describe it was a round piece of plastic, like if you were going to hole punch your vinyl binder, the plastic that would come off it. So it was just a black piece of hard plastic that I thought. So we looked in the can, and it looked like a little critter, so I actually whipped it across the parking lot, because I was like, oh my God. And my girlfriend said, no, stop, let's go upstairs and look into it. And we brought it upstairs, and we grabbed flashlights and stuff like that, and the paramedics were all interested because we were screaming and creeped out, and sure enough, there was a moment.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
This week on The View, Sherry Shepherd defended Chris Brown's appearance at the Grammys, saying he's, quote, a role model for owning up to his mistake. Really? Is that what happened? Chris Brown owned up to his mistake? See, because I thought we still just called that getting caught. And a Cincinnati-based airline, Flamingo Air, is offering unique service. Mile High Club flights. Flyers are rushing to book the services. And more interesting still, 90% of these flights are being booked by women. And you know, you always see those adopt-a-pet segments on TV news? Well, a segment just like this went horribly, horribly wrong in Colorado. The news anchor bent down to kiss the dog, a big beefy mastiff, who then lunged at the reporter's face live on the air. She needed 70 stitches and even a skin graft to repair the damage. Other pet stories? A woman in Hawaii is suing Petco, claiming the groomer cut off her dog's ear and then tried to glue it back on. She confronted the manager about the situation, who reportedly offered her a free grooming appointment next time. No wonder dogs try to bite our faces off.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
This is a gag where we phone a florist, order some flowers, and ask if we can include a little message along with them. When she asks for the message, we just read her out some song lyrics. She jots them down. Then at the end, I ask her to read the lyrics back to me, at which point we set them to music, and thus another candid karaoke star is born.
Good afternoon, Kensington Florist. How can I help you?
I'd like to order some flowers, please.
Have you ordered flowers to us before?
I haven't, actually.
Okay.
Are you able to send, like, a note with these?
Oh, no problem. Go ahead with the message.
Okay. I know the roads to riches. And I know the ways to fame. And this, of course, goes on for a minute or so. We can fast forward through this bit until right about here. Sorry, can you read that back to me?
Yeah, no problem. I know the road to riches, and I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules, and I know how to break them, and I'll always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you, and I will never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Room 434 of the Beverly Hilton is booked up solid for months by Whitney Houston fans who want to stay in the room where she died. How creepy is that, you say? Well, I'm glad you asked. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being linger 3 seconds too long after shaking hands, and 10 being knitting a sweater out of yarn spun from human hair, I'm going to go ahead and give this a 6. And the U.S. is cracking down on companies using automated machines to place telemarketing calls. New FCC regulations now require telemarketers to get written consent from people before being able to place the automated phone calls. No word on whether or not our country is expected to follow suit. Remember when there used to be door-to-door salesmen? Then we got too lazy and started just phoning people from the office? Now we're too lazy to even do that. And step aside, Ghost Pepper. There's a new world's hottest pepper in town. After months of research at New Mexico State University's Chili Pepper Institute, which doesn't sound made up at all, experts learned the Trinidad Moruga scorpion pepper is the world's hottest, reaching a scorching 2 million Scoville units. Nearly twice that of the ghost chili, and 300 times hotter than that glorified baby food they call a jalapeno.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast.
Ooh, look out, Avatar, the sequel to Ghost Rider hit theaters this past weekend. Yeah, story about a motorcycle stunt rider named Johnny Blaze who sells his soul to the devil, causing his head to occasionally burst into a flaming skull, which totally sounds medically possible. Given this situation, I can't help but wonder if Johnny Blaze truly appreciates the irony of his last name. I would be telling everybody. I'd be like, yeah, the name is Blaze, and I'm constantly starting on fire. This is so ironic, right? And an Alberta woman found something a little unexpected in a can of Red Bull. She was sipping away, and she noticed a little chunk of something in that energy drink. A little something she claims was a dead mouse. The people at Red Bull insist it's impossible and that their standards for cleanliness far exceed regulations. Either way, the fact she drank most of the can without realizing there was a dead animal inside isn't exactly a testament for the product's taste, is it? And go ahead and file this story under Best Idea Ever. A new brand of beer called Pong Beer is flying off the shelves in the U.S. You buy yourself a 30-pack of Pong Beer, comes with two free balls. Or you can opt for the Reload Pack, which even comes with cups.
It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast.